Heading into this hour's guest interview segment, joining me live in studio right now for his monthly report from Lincoln County School District Number 2 is Superintendent Matt Erickson. Superintendent, as always, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Duke. Doing well, thank you.
Hey, thank you very much. A lot to talk about on what's happening inside LCSD 2. I think we start with test scores and some good results coming from within the district.
Yeah, so we have a lot of reason to celebrate, and we're so appreciative of our teachers and staff. It takes a village to accomplish this. Obviously, parents play a big role, and we very much appreciate our students working hard. But when it comes to student achievement on YTOP, which is the state test, obviously, in English language arts, our students 3rd through 10th grade, which are the grades that are tested in ELA and math, we scored first in the state. So that's cause to celebrate.
Absolutely.
And applaud the great work that's taking place on a daily basis. And then in math, we were 2nd in the state. And then in science is tested at 3 of the grade levels between 3rd and 10th grade, which is 4th, 8th, and 10th, and we scored 3rd. So again, 1st in ELA, English Language Arts, 2nd in math, and 3rd in science. So we're just so appreciative and so blessed in our community.
I think you need a banner, don't you? I mean, isn't that cause for a banner?
So the middle school has got some banners to recognize the great accomplishments there, but we're actually going to be putting up an electronic banner to celebrate state championship, so to speak,
Very cool, if you will,
in the boardroom. So, yeah. We do need a banner.
Absolutely. That's very cool. And like you said, it speaks to the great families inside the school district, the great staff and teachers. I mean, it really did. It takes everybody to accomplish something like that.
It does. Yes.
Absolutely. Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio this morning. Lincoln County School District Number 2 here on the Weekday Wake Up. Kind of along those lines, accreditation. We've talked about this before. Remind us what that is and what the process looks like.
Okay, so Duke, we're accredited every year and obviously go through a big process, and Mr. Jason Horsley's in charge of it, and we very much appreciate his work and making sure that we're accredited. And obviously we need to be accredited in order to give credit out and diplomas. Every 5th year, which we're in this year, we'll have an on-site peer review, and that on-site peer review will take place. So there's a chair and then a team that will come from across the state, comprised of administrators and whatnot, teacher leaders. And that's through the Wyoming Department of Ed, and that'll be October 28th and 29th. So we're in the final phases of getting the board prepared. They have a big part with the first two elements or standards. There's 14 of them, and then we're preparing teacher leaders and obviously students to participate in that review process as well. So they'll be here for 2 days. First day will be mainly at the district office, and we'll be presenting, and they'll be asking questions, looking for artifacts. They're big into systems and the processes that we have in place, which we feel, you know, obviously we have room for growth, but we're very strong in those things. And then the second day, on October 29th, they'll be out watching the magic happen in the classrooms and obviously looking for what students are doing and what they're learning and seeing the processes actually at the grassroots level in the classroom. So, again, that's October 28th and 29th.
Well, no pressure, right?
No pressure at all.
No pressure at all. And, well, as you mentioned, the results are showing. Right. And so Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Something the school board's been discussing recently and taking some public comment on right now is the future of the school calendar, looking at a couple proposals. Maybe summarize what the discussion has been and what the school board's looking for here.
Okay. So, Duke, you know, several years ago, Star Valley High, through a study and because of the high use Fridays, due to activities and the number of students that were out and or teachers that were out in a coaching capacity and having a true desire to have certified teachers in front of our student athletes more, then Star Valley High went to a hybrid, which is a 4-5 calendar. Then a few years later, in 2016, there was a bunch of surveys and things completed, and there was a true desire by the community of Star Valley to go to a unified calendar, because the other schools, K-8, had been on a different calendar. And so we unified on a calendar, and we've been on that same calendar, 4-5 hybrid student instructional days, around 162 to 163 days per year since 2016. And it's not perfect. There's a lot of good things. Obviously, we're meeting the vision and mission of the district, which is success at the next level, and we envision high learning, academic learning is the main reason of the district. So we're getting the achievement results, but there's still a desire to see if there's a better calendar, or if what we're doing is meeting the needs of all. And so, as you mentioned, the school board is taking comments and questions and suggestions, concerns, feedback. They're going to have a work session a week from tomorrow, which is October 1st, between 6 and 8, just exploring all things when it comes to the calendar. The state does have minimum expectations when it comes to instructional hours. At the elementary level, that's 900 hours over the course of the year. At the middle level, it's 950, and at a high school, it's 1,000 hours. And there's a little bit of confusion based around those hours, but here's really the nuts and bolts of the definition. If it's a certified teacher in front of kids, so passing periods, passing times, recess, lunch, those types of things don't count as instructional hours. So there you have it.
All right.
Again, schoolboard at lcsd2.org. If anybody out there would like to offer some feedback or input on the calendar.
I think it's worth reiterating here as well that there are yes, multiple proposals being discussed and ideas being floated around. No big final decision was discussed or even partially leaned towards at all, right? At this point, this is the very early stages and just looking at all kinds of different potential options.
You're exactly right, Duke. And they're not even proposed at this point. They're conceptual ideas. You know, everything from a true 4-day week to a going back to 175 instructional days, true 5-day week, to a couple variations of a hybrid, which we're currently on. So
I guess I say that because if you see something you don't like, don't let your feathers get too ruffled. Just express your concerns in an email. You mentioned the work sessions coming up and all those types of details. So
Yeah. And the board's got a lot to sort through, and we're gathering. They have a lot of questions, and they're being very deliberate in this process. And I have complete trust and faith and confidence in our board right now. And they're going to make the very best decision with students first and foremost in mind. And then after students, it'll be staff, and then obviously how best we can support families. So, I'm very optimistic, and it's not going to be 100% right for every family in their situation, but it's going to be best for the masses, for the 2,800 kids that attend school in Star Valley.
LCSD2 Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio. Superintendent, as always, appreciate your time. Anything we missed?
Just again, appreciate you having me on and
homecoming next week, right?
Yeah, it's homecoming next week, both at Star Valley and Cokeville. So, it'll be a fun week with a lot of different activities going on, both schools. So.
Perfect. That's Superintendent Matt Erickson this morning on the Weekday Wake Up SVI Radio.